The future of Uber's self-driving car technology is once again in question. The National Transportation Safety Board just released its preliminary report on the self-driving Uber vehicle that struck and killed a woman in Tempe in March. And yesterday, the company announced it is shutting down self-driving car operations in Arizona. This after the company got such a warm welcome in our state just a few years ago. For more on all of this, I'm joined by Andrew Hawkins via Skype. He covers transportation for The Verge. Andrew, first, can you tell us what's in the NTSB's initial report here?
Yeah, it's pretty short, but what it does is it provides a pretty detailed account of what happened the night of March 18th in Tempe, Arizona, when an Uber vehicle that was a self-driving car struck and killed a 49-year-old pedestrian. So it sort of describes in detail the technology that Uber uses to power its vehicles. It sort of sets up what happens in the immediate minutes right before the crash and explains what all the parties are saying is the explanation for what happened. But it doesn't draw any conclusions. It doesn't assign any blame or provide any analysis. That's to come in another report, the final report, which won't be out, is my understanding, until at least early next year.
Okay. So let's talk about how Uber is shutting down its self-driving car tests here in Arizona. This was announced yesterday, the same day that Tempe police issued a statement saying that they had completed their report on the collision. So do you think those two things are related?
Of course, they're absolutely related. So Uber said that they were shutting down their system, their testing program in Arizona. It was pretty significant because Uber had come to Arizona initially because California had denied its permit to test its vehicles in that state. Mm-hmm. So Uber made a very big show of bringing all its cars to Arizona, where the regulatory system was a lot more favoring of the company. There's not as many rules as there was in California. That said, flash forward, a year, and now we have, this sort of tragic crash that took place, and Uber is now fully pulled out of the state. Of course, leading up to that, the governor of Arizona, Doug Ducey, had rescinded Uber's permission to test its vehicles. Mm-hmm. So he kind of broke up with them before they were able to break up with Arizona.
Right, right. But what kind of broader effect might this have on the self-driving car industry? Is this a major setback for Uber and its efforts?
Most certainly is it a setback for Uber, and it has been since the crash first happened. The company immediately halted all of its testing across North America back in March, and now it won't be operating at all in Arizona. It's laid off all of its workers there, a majority of whom are the safety drivers that ride along in the vehicles while the vehicles are driving autonomously. So around 300 people are being laid off. Mm-hmm. And it seems like what's going to result now is that Uber is going to have a very much more scaled back, a slimmer version of its testing program when it eventually starts it back up again. I spoke to the CEO of Uber just recently, Dara Khosrowshahi, and he talked about getting back on the road by as early as this summer. So even while they are sort of making plans for a much slimmer program, it does seem that they are still anticipating getting back on the road pretty soon.
Okay. How much does this help out their competitors like Waymo, which is also here in Arizona?
Yeah, so I think that Waymo has always sort of been out front of all of the other companies that are operating self-driving cars. Google, which is the company that Waymo was spun out of a couple of years ago, has sort of been at the forefront of this whole industry for a long time. They have been testing these types of vehicles since the mid-2000s, around 2008, 2009. And they have more miles and more data than pretty much any other company aside from Tesla. And they're preparing to start a commercial robot taxi service later this year in Arizona. So while Uber is sort of dealing with the fallout from this very tragic event, Waymo is moving ahead briskly and is already planning on how it wants to make money from this whole thing.
Right, right. I know we've talked about this in the past, about how the public's trust in this technology has a lot to do with how successful it will be. So does an accident like what happened with Uber even affect its competitors, affect the industry in general, because people are just not sure they want to get in a self-driving car?
Yeah, it most certainly does. And I think there was a survey that came out recently by AAA, that showed a pretty sharp increase in fear and skepticism amongst people about self-driving cars. Mm. So you have 3/4 of respondents saying they wouldn't ride in a driverless vehicle. That's a pretty big number of people. And you know, if these companies, Waymo, Uber, Ford, GM, and all the others that are working on this technology ever want to see a return on their investment, it will rely almost entirely on public acceptance. And right now, that public acceptance is pretty low. Now, that said, I think a lot of it has to do with a lack of experience with this technology. Most people are forming these opinions based on what they read in the media, based on stories and news reports. And they don't have personal experience with these cars. So maybe I think the operators need to have low expectations in terms of sort of the initial stage. There will be sort of, you know, those people who are, you know, want to be sort of first adopters and are intrigued by sort of the futurism and the newness of this all. And it'll really be incumbent on those folks to tell their stories before we start to see a wider adoption of this technology.
Yeah. All right. That's Andrew Hawkins. He is a transportation reporter for The Verge. Andrew, thank you so much for the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.